RJ Hampshire, I should have done the pulp sticker for outdoors, I guess, because even though you've got a new ACL, man, you're better than ever. It's phenomenal job this summer, and you just got the win.
Yeah, thank you. It's a combination of a lot of things, and I wish I could have showed this in Supercross, but I came in with a completely blown out knee, and I still feel like I would have been competitive, but crazy how things work out. I said it from the beginning. Once I got it done and figured out we were going to miss Supercross, I mean, dude, I was pissed. There was a lot of people that weren't happy, and I just kind of stuck it in my head. Like, look, there's a bigger plan, and heck, I mean, these results outdoors right now are by far the best I've had. Oh, yeah. So, and even if I didn't have that DNF, and we would be a lot closer right now. So, heck, I'm stoked on the day, though. It was cool.
Opening laps of Moto 1 were pretty impressive. You made some moves, some charges.
Yeah, let's see, Moto 1.
I don't know where exactly you were, but you came up pretty quick.
Dude, I was trying to go to the front, and then I kind of hit a wall. Yeah, I kind of...
Yeah, Zach Osborne. RJ Hampshire, winner.
He's the guy.
Yeah, he's the guy.
What's up, Zach?
You want to wait for me?
Boned me last week.
I'm not
yeah.
leaving.
And I got a flight to catch, so let's do this.
I changed my flight because of
all right.
Because I had a flight out. See?
So, Zacho, I'll just bring it. We'll just make this yeah. work. Zacho. Couldn't quite bring it home like RJ, huh?
No, Richard had it today. I was decent in the second moto. First moto, I felt way better than I did the second moto, but I just pumped up around the halfway mark, and then I was kind of hanging on for dear life. Second moto, I felt better, got into the lead, and then Baggett was just on an absolute sin.
Yeah,
and,
he was going for it.
Nothing. Dude, yeah, he smoked it. I had nothing for that, so I just kind of cruised it in for a second, and yeah, it was good third overall.
I thought in the first moto, you're probably like, hey, I think I'm going to wear Adam down. Like, I got this. I think Adam, you know, Adam's dropped back a little bit in, you know, to start. So maybe you were like, okay, we'll just play this game. And then, but you pumped up.
Yeah, but he's good right now. And he's, I know he's trying really hard to get rid of his stigma, his crash stigma. And I am actually super comfortable behind him. Like, I know he's going fast always. Like, the dude's never not going fast. So I feel like if I'm behind him, I can, you know, I can sit in and, there's a chance to attack, I'll attack. If not, then, you know, I was content getting a second, but then it kind of turned on me there for a little while, and that was a bit of a bummer. But, yeah, 4-2 on the day, and a weekend off, much needed.
Right. And widened your points lead. RJ, I'll ask both of you this question.
Have you seen the week that we have, though?
Yeah. Oh, you guys got, like, testing or something?
No.
Oh, just Baker Factory.
Not a week off, yeah. Tell you that.
Hey, RJ, I'll ask both of you this question. It looked like, okay, the weather was really mild. It looked like the start was very important, very hard to make a pass. I don't know why. It looked rough, so it looked like there would be mistakes. But, man, like, it was kind of a freight train, both motos. Was that weather? Was that track prep? What was that?
I think it was just how fast the track was. They weren't getting tired. No one was really getting tired. You could pick different lines. Like, I made some pretty good passes, both motos. But, yeah, it was weird. Just the track, that's not a normal Redbud, at least what I've rode. And then I'm just glad I didn't have to hit the leap today, to be honest with you.
Zach, do you agree with that? Different Redbud, huh?
Yeah, I mean, also Indiana was a bit the same. Like, they're not ripping it as deep, and it seems to be a bit more, you know, you can move around, but there's not much that's going to happen. Yep. You know, you're better off to, you're more likely to lose a spot trying to pass somebody unless they make a big mistake where you can just get us, you know, like a big run. It's a game of runs right now where, you know, unless you have 8 miles an hour, the dude messes up in the turn, you've got an 8 mile an hour run where you can just go around him 100%. You're more likely to get past than make a pass if you're trying to run it down the outside of somebody and stuff it in a berm or whatever.
For you two guys at all at Baker's Factory, this weather, yeah, doesn't hurt the doesn't help you guys out there, right?
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, dude, I'd rather it be 120 than what it was today. Like, I can't wait till, you know, we go racing WW. I mean, hopefully it's a pretty good weather that, like, once we get down there. I'd say if it's in the 90s, that's a win.
Right. Yeah. How pissed were you to lose on the moto win bonus on the last lap from Shane?
I mean,
dude, what were you doing? I saw that. I was like, I didn't see it until after the moto.
You didn't see the three laps, dude.
Prior?
Yeah.
You said on TV, but I thought they were exaggerating.
No, it was three laps. I hit the wall three laps, and the last one I hit the tree. So, dude, I don't know. I was so pissed. If I wouldn't have won that overall, oh, I mean, it would have been a lot worse. I mean, the win, moto win's a little bit smaller than the overall win, so forget it.
So you won't really, like, you won't lose sleep over it, but that sucks.
Yeah, dude, trust me. My head was going in circles after that. I was pissed.
How about this guy with the ACL? I got on the Pulp MX sticker wagon for Supercross. I should have been, oh, wait, he got an ACL. Of course, he'll be great.
Dude, he's been awesome. Attitude's been good. Just shows up every day and does the work, and that's, you know, that's the difference. Especially, you know, last weekend's a bit of a throwaway, but consistency-wise, he's been a lot better this year, and I think that just the people he's around and the way he carries himself is in a good way, you know. I think he would have been even better if he hadn't had his injury, you know, so there's more to come.
What point did he stop complaining about the Baker's Factory, like, when he first started? How long did it take?
He was never really complaining. He called me a couple times, like, man, how long is this going to go on?
Like, forever?
How does this last? I'm like, strap in, because you're going to feel tired forever. No, he's been good, like, attitude-wise and stuff. I'm probably the sour one at the moment. Like, dang, it's we're deep right now.
Yeah, get ready. Yeah. I don't know. My week's going to be fine on my e-bike. But, Zach, for you, you pumped up. You lost some spots in that first moto. Do you make bike changes? Do you do anything for a second moto?
Yeah, I just felt like my bike is really good, especially, like, deep ruts like Loretta's. Like, that's where it's awesome, you know. And typically, that's what we race. But this year, there's been some calls where it's like, I don't really know which way to go. You guys just make some changes. And they've done a really good job of putting me in a good spot. We've just been going softer and softer because it's really hard base, especially today. It was almost
kind of what RJ was saying, yeah.
It's like, you know, Burmy type riding, and that's just super different to what we're used to or kind of set up for, honestly. So,
I'm sleeping with the paddle tonight. Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. So I wasn't down there, but I heard in 450 class, everyone went to a paddle after your race on Friday?
Yeah, every single person had one on. I think the only person in the first moto was Sexton, and I think he changed it after the sight lap, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, so that was kind of you, because you were on the island a little bit on Friday with that tire.
Well, I was nervous on Friday, especially because Richard's a little bit my gauge, because he likes it a lot too. And then he goes on the podium after the second moto and says, yeah, you know, I wish I wouldn't have done that. And I'm like, oh, great, here we go. Like, yeah. Strap in. Now I was able to get a start and be comfortable. But, man, that thing is clutch.
So you're taking that back, what you said?
Yeah, no, I said it even after I watched the race, because I was literally losing 2.5 seconds a lap from the tabletop after the rollers to the leap.
Okay.
And, dude, everybody's going outside. They're going off the track and then just sweeping it around and jumping the leap. And I was going inside, hitting every kicker possible, rolling the leap, like, so then that made sense, because I was pissed off. I was riding good, and I could not make up any time. And I was, yeah. So I definitely take that back. Paddle tire's the way to go.
Okay, all right. Yeah, so Zacho, so you're far off of your 2 clicks 2019 setting that you told us.
No. I mean, within range.
Yeah, okay.
It's all the same stuff.
Right. Well, you widened your points lead. Got second overall. No, third overall, and widened your points lead. Good weekend for you.
Yeah, thank you. Just looking to recover a little bit and take this thing home.
Doesn't sound like it'll be any recovering. RJ, nice work. Overall win. Thank you, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.